Hey everyone, welcome to Meet the Herders. I'm your host, Harish. Meet the Herders is a series of interviews with past and present members of Ethereum Cat Herders. Ethereum Cat Herders help coordinate upgrades to Ethereum network by aligning multiple teams, such as consensus and execution clients. They also help and inform the community as the landscape changes. Today, I'm glad to welcome George, who is a member of the ECH Ops team. Hey, George, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, George, could you please tell our audience something about your background and what have you been up to recently?
Yeah, so I am a full stack developer at RayGuild. So that's my full-time gig pretty much. For those who don't know, RayGuild, we call ourselves a collective of Web3 mercenaries who slay Moloch. In normal speak, really what that is we're a DAO of freelancers that build cool like Web3 products for clients. And besides that, you know, obviously helping out with Ethereum Cat Herders with a lot of the engineering side. So,
all right, nice, thank you. Then could you please tell us, how did you get started with Ethereum?
Yeah, so it was kind of like there's a lot of influences that got me into Ethereum. I really started off in like the dental industry, which is like really weird. It's like a friend introduced me there. But it was like interesting, the business model around that. We essentially matched up these patients who typically would not be able to afford treatment. And we matched them up with these dentists and dental hygienists who needed a patient that was eligible for part of their licensing board exams in order to get their license and actually, you know, practice in the region that they wanted to practice in. So it was nice when it came to the incentives around that, where we saw like a lot of like the patients would end up like following up and like showing up to appointments a lot more, and also the dentists would treat the patients with a lot more respect, be a lot nicer, which if you hear like a lot of horror stories around just healthcare, like US healthcare in general, is gives you like a lot of hope, right? And so it made me think in terms of, okay, how can we, like, these incentives, it's really interesting where it's like a win-win situation. How can we like do that on more national or global scale? And kind of like the existing ways of doing it with the traditional like finance, as well as, you know, just like how we run like healthcare in general and like just the economy in general as well, in terms of like the incentives of businesses, which is like that's not going to work, right? But you have like Ethereum and just like crypto in general, where you could basically embed incentives like in the protocol themselves, and money itself, which is like what these businesses and healthcare providers, you know, need to survive. So just by, you know, programming like these incentives in just like a smart contract, that was really interesting. So I started learning Solidity, and that's kind of like what started the career shift into like becoming a Solidity dev. So it's very interesting how that happened.
Wow, I'm always amazed by how many different streams people join the Web3 industry from. Thank you for walking me through and the audience through your experience and the journey into Solidity.
Yeah.
And how long have you been programming in Web3?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
While I was working in like the previous business, it was like I was dabbling in coding because I wanted to get like more into it. I just found it fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start Solidity and like really getting into Ethereum until the summer of 2021, I believe. Mm-hmm. And like the timing of that was kind of interesting, where you know, we're like a year into COVID, really impacted our business. So There was like a lot of policy changes that happened with the licensing boards where they're pretty much getting rid of live patients as part of the exams. And we eventually had to like shut down that business. And but around that exact same time, I was learning Solidity. I, got my first like freelance gig, doing a Solidity project for a client. And so that transition was thankfully much smoother than what it could have been. So yeah, that was like my true start in like in Ethereum. I was also doing like a couple hackathons that summer as well, for fun. And yeah.
Amazing. And then how did you learn about the Ethereum cat herders?
Yeah, so the guy who basically got me my first freelance gig was also the same guy who introduced me to Ethereum cat herders. His name was Texas Farmer. I don't know what he's doing nowadays, but grateful for being so friendly and getting me these opportunities. Definitely means a lot. And yeah, I've just been like in Ethereum cat herders ever since. So
Work that ECH was doing interested you to become a volunteer.
you get to be really close to like Ethereum, close to like the Ethereum Foundation, and just like the core people who are actually like provide influence in the protocol itself and the whole ecosystem. And so as someone who is like just getting into the space, I thought like, yeah, it's like pretty much like little pay to like zero. Is like I didn't care about that. I was like, okay, I just need to learn and be where like, the people are, that could, I could learn the most from. And so that was pretty much like the reason why I joined my cat herders, and I was willing to do like pretty much whatever, just because I just took it as a learning opportunity.
Yeah, I mean sometimes it's just like getting your foot in the door.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which what kind of job you are doing at a foundation, and then you network and you learn and you grow. So it's very much like a community-driven operation, and you grow from
Yeah.
there. And I guess maybe the next question would be like, what were your first set of activities? You started doing at ECH.
Yeah, so I was just writing notes, like transcribing and writing notes for the Ethereum meeting. So the consensus layer call and the all core dev calls. I would listen into those. I would listen to the recordings of those and transcribe them and summarize them as well. And I like push them up as like PRs. And those are like my first contributions in like, an Ethereum project was just writing notes.
Yeah, I
It
mean,
was how long those hours are for just the note taking.
yeah, totally, because not a lot of people see taking notes as like a great opportunity to learn, but I suppose you might agree with me that it's contradictory, and you get to you basically have this fire hose of information thrown at you when you're listening to these meetings. And you do learn a lot. You do learn a lot more, because
Yeah.
you have these core protocol developers, and they're discussing deeply technical issues, and just listening on them helps you grow your knowledge.
Yeah, you
And
learn so much from that. It's you don't realize how much you don't know about like the actual like Ethereum protocol until like you write these notes. Like I was using this automation tool to help like transcribe all these like the whole videos. So you would upload the YouTube video to this tool, and it'll like transcribe it, not the best. So you'd have to like go through like the whole recording and like make the edits to make sure it's like, you know, it's actually readable. And some of those things is just like you learn a lot just from like actually rereading like all the lines in those transcriptions. And there was definitely quite a few times I would ask Pooja, I was like, okay, what is this? What are they saying? What does this mean? Because it's just like you know, it's very much like a learning opportunity, and like you're learning kind of on the job, like what are these like terms and what is it supposed to mean and all that stuff. So yeah, and it honestly, in retrospect, it made me a much better developer too. So
Yeah, awesome, man. And then I guess maybe slightly tangential, but then what kind of a personality you think you need to have to like to record these notes? I mean, do you see there like some traits which like helped you and put it in your favor to carry out this job?
I don't know exactly when it comes to like personality, but it's more just like detailed and like thorough with the notes. You know, there are people who actually like read these notes. So you definitely have to put some level of care into them, and as long as you're like following the standard, it's okay. But it's like it could be a little bit tedious because it ends up taking longer than you think, like much longer than you think. So you have to be a little bit patient, but also it's also good to be curious too, right? Because like I think you said you wrote notes as well, right? And so pretty much like taking it as like a learning opportunity where it's like, oh, okay, you're learning as you're doing these. That sense of curiosity does help a lot.
Nice, awesome. And I guess this is like one of the few jobs which does have bounties associated, right? So if you do take notes, then you have a bounty associated with it. So anyone listening who's interested, that might also be a little bit of a motivation to come check out the collective. You have also been working on some learning initiatives on the platform of ECH. Could you please talk a little bit about that?
So about I think 2 years ago, Pooja came up with the idea of Learn to Earn. And what that is it's an application where you watch all the Peep and Eat videos that are about, you know, each EIP that's going on, which is like an interesting series by themselves. But it was essentially an initiative in terms of helping out people learn more about the EIPs and what's going on in Ethereum. And so you would watch the video, and then you'd take a quiz to basically, you know, prove your knowledge around the EIP based on that video. And then if you get all of them right, then you get an NFT for that. So hence the earning part of Learn to Earn. And it was a nice initiative. So, yeah.
Cool. And is this initiative perpetual or is this like does it like have windows when the learn to earn program
Yeah.
activates?
So originally it was meant to be perpetual, where it was just like, you know, EIPs we thought were interesting and we thought people would find interesting. So, you know, these could be either the protocol level as well as like the ERCs. So like, you know, 721 and so forth. We had like some mild success in the beginning, but then like traffic kind of like died down, and we eventually decided to like stop Learn to Earn. We're also having trouble like, you know, pushing out new quizzes and stuff, because that takes time as well. And then Denkun was coming up, We decided, okay, let's relaunch Learn to Earn, but we're gonna do a complete makeover of it where essentially we're just gonna focus it solely on Denkun, like the upgrade. And so like the quiz was just around all the EIPs that was involved, like even included in Denkun. That turned out to be pretty good. The quiz was a little bit too hard, so we need to do some iterations and stuff. But I think we're going to do the same thing when it comes to Petra as well. And I think if that has success, then we're going to continue going based on like the Ethereum upgrades. So, and if
Nice.
you have not tried it out yet, the Denkun quiz is still up. You can still earn an NFT for that. Study up a little bit. We're gonna make the quiz a little bit easier. Yeah, it's definitely gotta know Denkun. So
Excellent. This would be an NFT to cherish if you do crack a harder quiz. So I do advise everyone to go and check it out. You know, one of the rarer NFTs you could get. So I guess I also wanted to touch upon some work that you do on the ECH website. Because you did mention it to me earlier in our conversation that you take care of it. So maybe just generically, you know, what kind of information could one go to ECH portal and find?
Yeah, so there's a variety of resources just around Ethereum. So it lists out all the upgrades, all the information around those upgrades, like since Genesis. So that's like an amazing resource itself. And we constantly update that, even what's going on in terms of like the dev nets and the shadow forks. We also have like a full library of like bunch of podcasts as well as YouTube series like the Peep and Eep series around just like all the EIPs that are involved in building out Ethereum and the ERC standards as well. And we even have most recently, like a few months back, we added a testnets page as well. So you get to keep track of like all the testnets that are both live, like active now, as well as the ones that have been live in the past and have now like since deprecated. And that's a great resource for just devs if they want to find like testnet faucets because we list them out, which sometimes it can be hard to find like different faucets, especially for like a new network like Holsky, or I don't know if you want to call it Holeski, however you pronounce it. There's like the faucet for that as well. So that's a great resource itself, even if you don't care about like the learning aspects. But yeah, overall, it's a very undervalued resource. So.
Yeah, I mean it could well be one of the largest community maintained libraries of Ethereum history, because there are meetings, there are notes, there are upgrades, there are plans. I don't think there is any other network or any other collective which does so much work openly. So thank you for maintaining this library for anyone to come and look at. Then I suppose my next question would also be, are there any tasks which you currently need help with?
Yeah, so there's always maintenance that can be done to the website. There's like anything from if you just like find any kind of bugs in the website, you can just like post an issue in our repo. We're completely open source. Also, if you're a developer, you could like help out with that as well in terms of like, we are starting off with the Petra page pretty soon. So that's like if you want to like get started and do something, that feels a little bit meaningful, you can get started with that right away. We're also at the same time, we're doing a lot of refactoring and trying to come out with a V3. A lot of it is just like updating the tech stack because it's a lot of vanilla HTML and JavaScript. That's running the website. So a lot of the updates are kind of like repetitive at the moment. So updating the tech stack to make it a lot easier for like our jobs as devs, and also make it where Pooja and other contributors who are, less technical, they don't have to keep calling on us to make updates to the website that, could be pretty easy for them to do themselves. And then I think we're also looking to do like some UI refresh as well. So if you're like a designer or like a front-end developer, you want to contribute somehow, those are some very easy ways to get started. And then also with like Learn to Earn, also you can contribute there as well.
So is it fair to say there's enough to go around, and
There's a
if you're
fair
interested,
share,
just
yeah.
just pop into Discord and say hello, and I'm sure we'll be glad to have more hands on the project.
Yeah.
Not now, so not for a few general discussions. I'd like to ask you, are there any causes or interests you are passionate about outside of Ethereum?
Yeah. Well, like healthcare, obviously, since I kind of rambled about that earlier, that really drew me into like Ethereum, and like it's still something that is something kind of like close to the chest. Privacy as well. And funny enough, that's also what drew me to Ethereum. So those are like the two main like issues and causes that I'm definitely have like top of mind pretty much every day. And kind of what drives me to continue working in Ethereum as well.
Yeah, thank you very much for sharing that. I would also like to ask you if you have any advice for anyone who is considering joining the ECH.
Yeah, so I would say come in with like an open mind and just like get started contributing right away. There's like plenty of things to do, regardless of what your skill sets are. If you're non-technical, you could get started with just notes, or there's other things around that I probably can't think of right now, but you could definitely do. If you're a developer or designer, definitely like there's things there that I know more about that you definitely contribute there. And definitely I would say the biggest advice would be just like stick around a little bit, like in turn, like give it like 2, 3 months. I think the biggest issue when it comes to just being like a open collective of people, regardless of if it's like Ethereum cat herders or like any kind of DAO, is that there's like a quick drop off rate. Whereas like someone would be like curious, they join, they get like a little like trigger happy, where it's like, yeah, I'm gonna like do this thing, and then like 2 weeks later you don't hear from them ever again. I would highly advise it's like stick around for like 2 to 3 months. If you don't like it, like you don't have to put in like a lot of time. You put it in just like small amounts, like an hour here or there, and actually give it like a good amount of time, and it honestly it does pay out like later. It may not be instant, but there have been some people who they ended up getting jobs because a recruiter reached out to them just based on seeing that they contributed at Ethereum cat herders. So it does pay off. Not promising that it's going to happen, but contributing with your cat herders does like it has some meaning. So
Yeah, and it's fair to say that the team is excellent. You'll be welcome with open arms.
yeah.
That I mean, there is a learning curve, but then it will be gentle, and you can always ask for help. So please come on, join the Discord and say hello to the team. And as my last question, is there any message you'd like to share with the audience?
I would say just give a lot of love to Pooja, just because she's like the real OG. She's the giga herder out of all the herders. And she without her, I don't know where cat herders would be. So yeah, that would be my message is like, if you know her at all, if you've like engaged or worked with her, as like you definitely know like what she's about. And she's been amazing both for the herders as well as just the Ethereum ecosystem overall. So yeah, I guess I'll just say that it all goes to Pooja. And I give her a lot of
Yeah.
thanks for giving me a lot of opportunities within Ethereum Catters and like getting me out of my comfort zone as well. So
Nice one. I certainly agree with you. Pooja is the engine of the cat herders.
yeah.
So thank you very much for your time to speak to me and the audience. And to everyone else, I hope we'll see you in the next one. Thank you.
Yeah,
Bye.
and thank you for having me.